Okay, so generally the traditional route has been bank financing or private equity. Sounds like y'all have been beating up on Joe and his clients, but as he was discussing, as the lender conditions have tightened, we have developers and we have projects that are looking for other ways to fill the different buckets, and that's where we've seen a growth in some public-private partnerships for the right projects. And so I'm not going to read this to you. I've just given you a little bit of background about what a special district is and how they came about. You know, at the end of the day, the faucets have to turn on and water has to come out. We have to flush the toilets. And so these have been created traditionally in order to provide infrastructure for, mostly our unincorporated areas or areas that are at the far edges of municipalities and their ETJ, et cetera, and that can't access city services. And this is just a list of the different types of special districts in Texas. Like I said, I'm going to focus on four that I think will impact your practices the most. But as you can see, as of 2014, there was an estimated more than 3,300 special districts. I think that number is low. I recently read that there were more than 1,700 active water districts and almost 1,000 active MUDs as of the end of 2016. I think that doesn't take into account the growing number of public improvement districts, and those are not tracked by the state, so it's difficult to get accurate numbers on all of those that are out there in existence. And so just like with any project, you know, you just start with all the questions. And so to decide what type of infrastructure financing component you might be able to approach a city or a county with, you know, you want to consider a lot of things.